Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah. All right, welcome back. It's hour two here on Titillating Topic Tuesday. Our next topic in a moment. First day follow-up. Did you see Rory McIlroy, you know, when he fell to his knees after winning the Masters on 18 and he was crying? There's an iconic photo of that moment. Did you see that?
I've seen several photos, that? Yes.
There's an iconic photo of him. Because, you know, the Phil Mickelson doing the awkward white guy jump when he won, you know, that it's iconic.
And Elon Musk, if you will.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good call.
Rory, so there's all these iconic Masters photos. Mm-hmm. Rory down on the ground bawling his eyes out is one of them now. Yeah. Did you see that Ken Griffey Jr. took that photo?
Yeah, I saw that he took one. There's like 50 of those photos.
There
are. One of them is...
But I mean, it's, a lot of it's about the lighting and, you know, I don't know. Is there one that's official? I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, Griffey's is a little bit tighter and closer, like more detailed. There's some wider shot ones that you see the whole gallery and everything, but Griffey's is like a really good of like capturing the side profile.
I did see early on in the tournament that it had gone around that Griffey had become a photographer and that he was accredited and was there at Augusta.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
And he took that photo.
I think Randy Johnson did that too. Randy Johnson was a professional photographer that I think works some Major League Baseball games and stuff.
He's been on the NFL sidelines too. Yeah. I saw someone say that 97 Mariners team had some of the best photographers in baseball history.
Well, then why doesn't Edgar do it?
He's busy being a hitting coach for the high-powered Seattle
Maybe
Mariners.
Maybe that can keep Ichiro busy.
I don't think that's going to work.
You know?
Get the bone dog out there.
Deal asks on the fan text line, what's harder to buy, a green jacket or an Oscar? Technically, you rent an Oscar for $1, and if you try and sell yours, the Academy takes it back.
Really?
Yeah, I've always heard that the Oscars, like, they get... Like, they protect... Like, you can't just sell your Oscar.
I know, because, like, Judy Garland's Oscar, I think, went for sale.
Did it?
I think so.
But there's... I mean, my answer to that question would be, certainly, it would be harder to acquire a green jacket. There are only 54 green jackets.
Well, that's not true, because the members have some of them.
I guess that's true. Well, it depends. Are you talking about Masters Green Jacket or just Augusta National Green Jacket?
Yeah, because those are two different things. Like the one that was sold for $139, sound like that was a winner's jacket.
Right,
it was a member's jacket.
There have been 54 Masters winners.
So that would the Augusta one's harder to get.
Because there's fewer.
There's a million Academy Awards, and some of those Academy Awards no one gives to. No offense to, but like when you win the 1954 Oscar for, you know, I don't know, sound editing. Come on, that's not the same thing as winning a green jacket.
If I gave you 1 year,
yeah,
and told you that at the end of that year you have to produce a green jacket, a Masters winner green jacket,
yeah,
here on the program, or we're killing you,
yeah.
But if you do, you'll be a billionaire.
I'm going to do it because I don't want to die.
Yeah, but, well, okay. Oh, wait, what? Well, no, you don't have to take the challenge.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, so you can just pass?
Yeah, I'll just
pass. Yeah, you can pass.
Pass or play.
But I'll tell you, if my life was on the line or like.
Could you get one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's a better question. Your life's on the line.
100%.
You're bringing a green jacket in here? Yes.
I do think Suk could get one. I think he hunkers down in Augusta. Yeah. You figure out who the members are.
Yeah.
You start, like. You know, some of those guys have drinking problems. Like, just you go to a bar. Suk's a barman. You strike up the conversation there.
You start
get close enough. Someone gets sloppy.
Making some serious threats. Maybe you have to break a finger. Look, it's going to get ugly. I'm probably having to threaten someone's
wife. Oh, so you're
going
straight to violence, huh?
100%.
Well, I think Suk could get there befriending and then overtaking by force once you get close enough.
Like, these people that all have them have so much money that there's nothing I can offer them in any sort of incentive. My incentive will be... I know where you live, and I am going to see, I mean, look at me.
I like my plan better.
You get some tall, old, rich guy, and now we're hunkered up at a bar, and now I drag him into the back, and I'm probably holding a hand. We're breaking a finger or two. I take a photo of his kid, and I'm like, I know where this is going. I need that green jacket, and I need it now. And I'll be waiting, and yeah, I think I could get one.
Yeah. See, you've seen too many movies, because you know who comes out of the other... back room.
What?
And then puts a gun to your head. Freaking, who's the guy in Mobland?
Oh, I haven't seen Mobland yet.
Oh, you're
talking about Tom Hardy? Or
yeah, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's in it?
Yeah, because you know rich white guy in the bar there? Yeah, he's got more resources than you. You're dead.
Nah.
Those you guys... ain't shaking one of those guys down. That's they've seen the likes of you.
Nah.
I think you just picked the right one to get liquored up and make a bad decision by letting you borrow it. You know,
yeah, Buck's on the right track.
Dude,
there.
When you have someone and you're causing a severe amount of pain, I think I can get that done. I'm not saying I'd want to.
That's what those guys do for a living.
I don't think they are.
They put people's heads in vices and make billions.
No,
that's what they do.
Those people there are not mob bosses. That dude's just some hedge fund douche.
Yeah, your propensity for violence is going to get you killed in this.
What
exercise.
Other way do I have to go?
Did you not hear our producer?
There's no way. I'm offering. There's only one way I'm getting that green jacket, and that is through sheer violence.
The real question is where are the green jacket? Like, where do they keep them?
I'm guessing just a locker room.
Well, okay, but are they on
the members
display?
Have lockers, right?
Yeah,
the members do have lockers.
I
so
bet
do the
they just go in there, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm guessing they have some sort of display.
No.
I mean, wouldn't the ones from an official one from the Masters being on display?
Because it says when you, I read a thing and it was like, when you win a green jacket, you get more than just the green jacket, right? You get access to, there's
you
a bunch of different stuff.
Free golf tees?
Huh?
Free golf tees.
You do.
Free golf tees for life?
Do you know that if you go to play the Masters, you cannot hit on the members range?
Where's the members range?
There is a members only driving range.
Where's that?
And warm-up area. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. I guess it's like it's tucked away. And so if you are Dustin Johnson cannot go hit on that, but Tiger Woods can. So you get access to that.
Wait, they
both
won the
Johnson
Masters.
Won the Masters.
Oh, well, then never mind. He does do that. You know what I mean?
Russell Højgaard or Rodney Højgaard or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah, it's Rodney.
So yeah, there's all kinds of weird little stuff. And one of them is you do get your own locker. At Augusta National, and I would assume
Rasmus.
That your jacket Rasmus. Is probably hanging in your locker. And so that dude, I'm telling you, you have to wait, find, you're not going after one of the players, right? You're finding one of the dudes that's milling around. I find what car is his. I'm waiting in the back of the car, And then he has a choice to make at the end of that. Would you like your family to meet an untimely end, or I need you to produce a green jacket?
You're playing his game, and he is going to absolutely slaughter you at that game.
Dude, you are giving way too much credit to boring, rich, old guys that are at Augusta National.
Yeah, not those guys.
Now,
though.
Pine Valley, I don't think I want to try that, because I think Pine Valley's probably got Tony Soprano in it. I think Augusta National is just boring, old, rich, white guy.
Some guy says Fred Ridley would be at next year's Masters with a fake Chubb's hand because Suk took it to get a green jacket.
Well, if you told me my life was on the line, or like you said, it's my family, right? There, someone's got my kid.
I said you.
Someone's got, well, exactly. If it is my life and you're about to make my kids an orphan, or it's some old rich guy's ass that I got to take a hunk out of, guess what? We're going down.
I think you got to be more clever.
Well, we'll find out what happens when I cut a finger off how much he wants that green jacket. You don't think I'll take a pair of pruning shears to you? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting dirty.
Again, Tom Hardy comes in and just offs you before you even know it. He's got people.
I told you, you dumb bitch!
All right, up next, what's up with the middle of April? Next on The Fan.
The Academy has the right to buy it back for $1. And that even goes to if you hand it to someone else. And they will sue you, and they have blocked all kinds of sales of Oscars.
What if I give it to someone?
It doesn't matter. The agreement still transfers over. Whoever owns the Oscar, you cannot sell one, but that is post-1951. The agreement was signed in 1951, so Judy Garland's the Oscar was pre-1951. So they have tried to, the Academy sues whenever those come up, but those have been sold. Judy Garland's was valued at $3 million. So there have been some that try to sell it, but the Academy always sues, and it ends up being a hard thing to do. So basically now, if you want to buy one, it's all black market. And they say that it can go anywhere from 500,000 to a couple million,
whoa,
but it is all done behind the scenes. You cannot.
So I can get an Oscar?
Yes.
Like somebody.
It's just, it has to be done behind closed doors.
Okay. So they won't. They're not like Augusta National where they're go looking for me.
If you made it publicly, they will. It sounds like the Academy absolutely will sue.
Yeah,
and
but
will
I mean,
block.
If there's one on the black market,
no,
is the Academy doing some homework on whose that is? You can probably figure out whose it is.
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, but I was just reading through this article, and it said they have gone through a lot to try to prevent the sale of these Oscars. But they did say there is a robust black market scene out there for it. Pre-1951, they still try to block them, but those usually end up, you can usually find a way to get those legally. But anything beyond that, no, you got to know someone and you have to do the deal in the back.
Okay. Well, now we're at this awkward spot where we're out of time for my next thing.
Well, we got into Oscars and green jackets.
But
sounds like it's easier to get an Oscar.
We could do it, but I don't think we should.
No, we should not.
I think you're right. We'll save it for the club. It's all the things that have occurred in the middle of April. It's really kind of wild. They call it killing season.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody's dying?
Well, we'll get to it in the club. See, now you're going to have to wait.
Oh, okay.
It's your own fault.
Damn it.
It's called a tease.
Well, yeah. I was trying to do some research on the Oscars for you. And by the way, to your point, I went to a charity dinner last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Maurice Lucas Foundation dinner. And I sat with a guy who was a member at Augusta National. He was a car dealer out of Florida. He was a member. And I was bummed because I thought he was on my team. Turned out he just flew in for the dinner on his private plane and left. He didn't play. And That guy does not have Tom Hardy.
He's just
a car guy.
You can fight me all you want on
that's
this.
That's you could get that guy.
Maybe you could get that guy, but you mess with the wrong member.
Yes.
You're getting Tom Hardy. Like, I just don't think violence is the end. You always go to violence. You can't go to violence. You got to be smarter than that. You got to weasel your way in somehow.
I think putting a gun to someone's head is the easiest way.
Yeah. I think your brains are going to get splattered all over the wall.
Yeah, I think you just go party mode and you be bar buddy and you introduce some seedy places and then you get them in an uncomfortable spot.
So blackmail.
Someone said
just
dry
to the
cleaner.
Point they're making bad decisions, you know?
Well, that thing's not going to a dry
yeah,
cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're protecting that. They're not going to let...
You got one... Because no one is risking their membership on you. So you got one of two things. Compromising photos with that guy, and you go blackmail.
Well, you're thinking better.
Or you cut off a finger. I think those
or
are your
get
only...
him drunk enough to, like, let you borrow it.
I think you got to get him drunk enough, and then you got to take photos of him doing something really, really bad and be like, these are about to go public unless...
Yeah, extortion maybe a little better than violence, maybe?
Well, a lot of is them that
are,
better?
A lot of them are old. Maybe maybe hit up one of the wives on, like, on Facebook with one of those...
fishing schemes?
Yeah, like fishing schemes. Make her fall in love with you, and in order to get you out of the hospital, you have to give her a green jacket.
What if I convinced a really old lady that I was the devil?
She you has know, like to one give of the, you a green jacket.
One of those sorts of things. I'm the devil, and your husband's going to hell unless it's like a devil went down to Georgia situation. But instead of a golden fiddle, I get a green jacket.
What if you go take a player aptitude test or whatever they call it, and you get your card as a PGA tour PGA pro, not a tour member, but
just
like
a pro,
a guy who can give lessons and stuff. Yeah. And then you just get the job at Augusta National.
Oh, there you go.
Do that.
Or I could just become like the CEO of like AT&T and get a free membership.
There's another, yeah.
How janitor do I do for the clubhouse.
Start climbing. I got to start working for AT&T right now. Stat.
Perhaps you could say you're gay and they are really in need of a gay insurrectionist.
I'm gay.
At the Masters.
Think they're into the Bears, are they?
Because, you know, they have to cover all their bases. And that's one they haven't covered yet. And you'd be the guy.
Yeah, because they seem so inclusive. they seem so welcoming to different lifestyles. I'm not sure that's working. Google me, bitch.
All right, well, we'll get to the middle of April topic here on Titillating Topic Tuesday. Coming up tonight at 6. But right now, it is time for In the News, guys. I've got some info coming in on the missing kayaker down there. And there's also... well. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff. I'm going to tell you about the pit bull situation in Seattle. What would you... Your mic's not even on, but it's okay. You don't need it on.
Yeah, I thought we were going to break.
Yeah, I know. But everything you've said for the last 30 seconds, no one heard. Except for me, which
I said one thing.
I heard a nice faint echo.
Oh, did you? I heard racist commentary. Cuckoo, so luckily...
Look over here.
Also, what would you do in this hairy pit bull situation? So that's coming up next. Here's Buck.
They're eating the dogs.
Now to Seattle, primetime Seattle, where we have a story of a pit bull attack.
Shocking.
Multiple pit bull attacks.
Yeah.
Seattle police have arrested a 30-year-old woman for letting her pit bull attack other people's pets. This was on Friday. A viral post on Reddit shows video of one of the attacks.
Yeah, they're eating the pets.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, well, the dog's not on the leash.
Nope.
So the woman... there's a woman screaming as she tries to keep her dog away from the pit bull. She's got it's a bigger dog, but that dog's on the leash.
Yeah.
And then you can also see a person matching the description of the suspect in the video where she's just standing there.
Yep.
She does nothing. Police report the owner of the pit bull is a woman by the name of Sydney Kelly. Now, Sydney is, like I said, 30. Eventually, she said that the pit bull is not a dog. Rather, it is Chupacabra.
And let him do his thing.
Well, and that's the other one, is a witness said that someone said, "Are you going to do anything about your dog?" She said, "No, I'm just going to let her do its thing, or let him do its thing."
I'm watching the video, and a couple times she grabs the pit bull, they're separated, and then she lets it go, and... like, this is three times. She grabs the dog, separates it, and then as the lady's trying to get her dog out of there crossing the street, she lets the pit bull go again, and the dog chases the lady. It's nightmare stuff.
Yeah, and she said, as her dog was attacking, let him do his thing, and then she would try to stop other people from breaking up the doggy fights.
Yes.
So the dog, luckily, did not kill any other dogs.
Yeah.
So,
but one of them, at least, was seriously injured and was taken to an animal hospital.
Yeah, so they arrested the bitch.
Good.
And that's pretty wild, man.
Well, and unfortunately, the dog just needs to be put down because that dog isn't going to be saved. That dog is, and it's not the dog's fault, but that dog is not meant for society.
I mean, that's pretty brazen, though.
It's, clearly this lady's got mental issues, but...
crazy.
Don't get me started on pit bulls. And spare me they're great pets and it's how people raise them. I don't give a damn. it's always a pit bull and it's always a horse crap owner. I just have no tolerance for it whatsoever. Drives me effing crazy.
Oftentimes we don't see the progress of things, you know?
Yeah.
But perhaps this right here is the definition. Did you see the, in Portland, the Portland police had a standoff with a man in Northwest. This was just last night.
Yeah, for like 4 hours, right?
Yeah, and he had a knife. Yeah. He looked like Charles Manson. He had no shirt and like nurse pants on.
Yeah.
Scrubs?
Scrubs.
And
they didn't shoot him.
They did not kill him.
No.
And there is video of a woman just sitting in a nearby pizza parlor filming the whole damn thing. Yeah. And that guy running from the cops armed with a knife.
Yeah.
They did not shoot him, no. And, which is good because there was a lot of people around.
Sure.
But, like I said, we don't always see actual progress.
Yeah.
Isn't that progress?
I would think so. Because
their guns were drawn on this guy, and he ran from them.
Because you do have to. In defense of police, people always say, the guy's got a knife, why do you have to shoot him? Well, because tasers don't always stop someone right away, especially if the person's all messed up. And it's not up to that cop to determine whether or not he thinks his taser is going to stop someone from shoving a knife into his chest.
Yeah.
But luckily, the guy, as crazy as he was, the guy didn't charge the cops with the knife, which is probably why he's
alive.
He just ran.
Yeah. And so, they have video of him sitting at the pizza place. Then,
yes.
And other people are just, like, talking to him. Yeah. Very Portland-y thing.
Well, that's a terrifying thing, man. You're sitting there trying to get a slice. You got a little Hot Lips or whatever going on, whatever is your local flavor. Trying to get some sausage and cheese. And I got to, first off, if you're wearing scrubs as pants, it's a good sign you're insane. No shirt. Definitely
maybe he just got off his shift.
And then you're just you got a knife? Yeah, that's some scary stuff.
All he's missing is the wife beater.
Which is crazier, wife beater and scrubs or no shirt scrubs?
Oh, probably no shirt and scrubs.
Did he have shoes on?
Ooh,
they have some shoes.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Jordan Force.
They did say that they used a stun gun and less lethal munitions against him, but
it didn't work.
Neither were effective.
Well, again, because he's clearly insane.
He then sprayed the officers with pepper spray, and he lunged at them with the knife. See,
I'm stunned
that he's not shot.
Seriously.
And then, as he's running, you can see in the video, there's a woman with a... like, right on cue, like, right from the movies, a woman with a baby stroller.
Oh.
Who just kind of zips out of the way.
Yikes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
That's rough, man.
It was nuts.
You pepper spray the cops and then you lunge at them with a knife. Chances are you probably should have gotten some lettucillin.
We'll execute the baby.
So good for the cops for having some restraint. They would have been well within their rights, I'm guessing, to shoot this dip-ass.
The police kept yelling. This is from Callie Nichols was in town. Did you
Callie?
Know that? You know Callie. She's from Seattle.
Don't know Callie.
Her and her partner were down here tootling around Portland, and she said, the police kept yelling, you know, if you don't drop this knife, we're going to shoot you. If you don't drop this knife, we're going to shoot you. Yeah. And so he was backed up against a wall, terrified, and the police came out with rubber bullets. I think they had already tased him at that time, but they shot at a rubber bullet, and it shot the glass behind him. That was the bus stop that they showed. Video obtained by KATU from witness showed officers firing some sort of device toward the person as he screamed and ran towards Scotty's Pizza Parlor.
Did they end up getting him?
Yeah, he just sat down right in front of Scotty's, and they corralled him there.
Nice.
People who were sitting outside of the restaurant could be seen running from their seats.
I bet.
Police evacuated businesses and escorted people out of the area during the shelter-in-place order.
You know what we need, which I've said all along? I want one in my own personal life. We need more net guns. If the 80s have taught me anything, why aren't we using net guns?
Well, we just need Spider-Man.
Exactly. But have you seen someone get net gunned? It's awesome.
It happened all the time in back in Bond movies,
yes.
And we need to bring it back.
What are we doing? You see, like, the safaris, like, some leopards out there? What do? We net gun it. I got some crazy dude in hospital pants out there with a knife. Hey.
You're being chased by, like, a band of ninjas? Net gun.
Net gun. Hello? I mean, this technology has been around since the 1980s. What are we doing?
So this is weird to me. Okay, so see if you can explain what happens next.
Talk to me.
So the guy runs. He's still got the knife. He runs over to Scotty's Pizza, owned by Scotty Scheffler, who was in there with his green jacket.
Check out Scotty's Pizza. I've never been.
I don't know. I've never been either. Officers back away from him, and then community members go check on the suspect, and they give him food and money.
What?
Yes.
Money?
Yes, they gave
food and money?
People. Peeps. Peeps.
4.4 stars, by the way, on Google.
Is that good?
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
Four and a half, you know. Looking here, it looks like a classic slice. They gave him food and money?
Yeah, so why did the officers back away? Huh. And then why did, I guess I know why the people of Portland came to his aid, because I saw a woman on the news that was like, oh, don't shoot him, don't shoot him. Oof. You know how it is.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, okay.
Well, he had a knife and pepper spray.
But anyway, those are the people that gave him food and money. And then they said, as the suspect is known to officers, a plan will be developed to take him into custody at a later date.
He's one. Oh.
What does that mean?
He's a known homeless person.
I have concepts of a plan.
Yeah, but I guess maybe he didn't commit a crime then.
Did. He lunged at the officers and sprayed
him.
That
is a crime.
All right. So, then why would they do it that? Why do they handle it this way?
I don't know.
That is the most Portland way of handling that situation ever.
My man's nuts. He lunges at cops with a knife. He pepper sprays them. And then people think, I'm going to give him some pizza and money. And the cop's like, oh, we'll pick him up later.
Put him in jail. Yee-hee!
That's pretty much what it says here.
I want to say it was like...
And we wonder why people don't want to run around Portland.
Well, it was like 2 years ago. I was leaving the show. And our old boss, Kim, sent me a message like 5-10 minutes before we get off the air. And she says, hey, when you leave the office, can you come out the back way? I was like, yeah. So apparently, they were been drinking after work, a handful of the ladies back there.
No way.
There was a naked guy out in the parking lot that was running around chasing people with like a big stick.
Nice.
And so no one wanted to go out to their car because there was a naked guy.
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
And I was like, well, why didn't you call the cops?
Was
and they're
hot?
Like, we did. And the cops said, oh, we know that guy. He's not a problem. We'll be there later. Would I have to lay on the naked guy the entire flight?
I guess it's true. It's like, you know, you take these guys in and it's just that vicious cycle.
Yeah.
They're going to be right back out.
And so I'm like, when did you call the cops? And they're like, we called them like 35, 45 minutes ago. And I was like, well, where do I come in? They're like, we want you to walk. So now I had to walk everyone to their car and I had to deal with the naked guy. This is the naked dude out in the parking lot with a big stick. And I like to know that the police are like, he's harmless. Oh, I didn't. How am I supposed to? He's naked and he's yelling at you and he's got a big stick.
That was like the guy who used to use like our front entryway as a restroom. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's Reggie. We're like, oh, so he's, you know him. Great. Can he stop pooping on our stoop?
Yeah.
The answer to that is no.
Apparently not.
And we will not help.
I just thought that was like, it made me think of that when the cops were like, yeah, he's fine. Like, he's not going to do anything
don't
to
worry
you.
About it.
Yeah, because that's what we need. Is we need like five ladies walk into their car in the dark and be like, "Who's that? It's just the naked dude in the parking lot. He's fine." They said, you know, they're like, "Police said it's A-okay."
Wild times. In the news is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.